And now here are some protesters clearly on the verge of toppling a government. These chants from anti-government protesters have reverberated through the capital of South Korea in recent weeks. Over the weekend, more than a million South Koreans took to the streets of central Seoul. They were marching toward the Blue House, where President Park Geun-hye lives, demanding her resignation in a scandal worthy of a Russian novel. At the center of it all, President Park's close friend, Choi Soon-sil, has been arrested and charged for abusing power and using her influence to extort money from Korean companies. Anna Fifield is Tokyo bureau chief for The Washington Post.
Even like last week, the scandal had been rumbling on for quite a few weeks into the months, and people had thought that Park Geun-hye would not be forced out of office. But that has all changed over the weekend with these huge protests that I was at. The organizers said there might have been a million people there. The police put it at a much smaller, kind of 300,000, but still a huge turnout. People marching peacefully in the streets, no violence at all, calling for the president to resign. So now people say the pressure has built up to such a level that chances are she will have to leave office early.
And these protests are motivated by a standard scandal involving money and abuse of power. How did that unfold and produce this enormous backlash among South Korean citizens?
Right. Well, it is kind of standard. Like, Korea is no stranger to corruption scandals. Every president since democratization almost 30 years ago has been caught up in one corruption scandal or another. But this one is different because of the sense that Park Geun-hye has been a very distant, aloof president who doesn't take advice from anybody. She famously, like, hardly even talks to her own advisors in the presidential Blue House. And now it's emerged that she's been secretly soliciting advice from a friend of 40 years. They've known each other since their early 20s. And this woman, Choi Soon-sil, has no policy background whatsoever, no qualifications, no security clearance. And yet it seems that she has been helping formulate policy on North Korea, helping write some of President Park's most important policy speeches. While it might not be so surprising in America for people, for presidents and leaders to take outside advice, this is really huge in South Korea. This is just completely unheard of. And I think the added factor is here is they are both women. Park Geun-hye is the first female president in South Korea. And the idea that not only is there a female president, but there's basically two women running the country, two unqualified women, is how somebody put it to me, has really enraged South Koreans who are wondering, you know, who's really been running the show.
What sort of party affiliation did the president have, and what happens to that if she's forced to leave?
Well, the president is the leader of the Saenuri Party, which is the ruling party at the moment. And there has been some discussion about whether they might try to kick her out or something, but seems like a second-tier issue at the moment. And this week, Park Geun-hye is due to be questioned by prosecutors. So she will become the first ever incumbent president to be questioned by prosecutors in an investigation like this. And while she can't be charged while she's in office, she can be charged once she leaves if they uncover any wrongdoing during the scandal. But I must tell you one thing that may be helping Park Geun-hye is the victory of Donald Trump last week, because Donald Trump has been talking about reviewing the security alliance with South Korea, getting South Korea to pay much more, perhaps all of the costs for its military bases in South Korea. And so Park Geun-hye's people are saying, you know, I can't go. We have too much uncertainty to deal with. So who knows? Donald Trump may just save the day for Park Geun-hye.
Extraordinary. Tokyo bureau chief for The Washington Post, Anna Fifield, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.